All right. You just have to understand. I just want to re-emphasize what Mike said. We attract who we are. Of course, this is an audition for skills. On the onset, you will never recognize or see at first how is he walking with God. That's why this is an audition for skills only. Okay? Later on, we'll follow the discipleship and mentoring and everything, but this is just an audition for skills. Okay, and it's very important that you put a high standard already during an audition so that when he passed, you will just focus on the discipleship and you'll just focus on helping him grow in the Lord. Unlike if you pass him and compromise and he has a good heart, but his skills are just like this. But anyway, I'll just pass him. You will have a harder time raising up this person because you're going to balance it between his skills and then his walk with God. Unlike if you just, you know, you put the standard high, you will just enhance his skills and just pound on his relationship with God. So, and that's who you will attract also. That's what the point here is saying. We attract who we are. So if you put there men who are, you know, not us, you will attract people like those also. But if you put men who are really, you know, square, kung kumilos, not circle, so you will also attract men like those. So that's it. Those are just principles. And you know, this is very important because, yeah, we were just discussing what is the best topic that we can discuss today. And we've agreed that this is, I think, the priority because you will have lesser pastoral care if your recruitment and auditions are already in place and intact. You will have lesser training, enhancement, and everything if your auditions and recruitment are intact. So everything starts from here. Everything starts from here. So just like Pastor Joel said, in the Old Testament, there's already an audition happening, even in David's time. And Mike now is sharing us the relevance. How do we do it relevantly or what's this, the modern type of recruitment and audition. And now I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to go to what's happening in an audition proper, right? If you are coming from a volunteer weekend, everybody has a volunteer weekend, right? We all have a volunteer weekend. If you're coming from a volunteer weekend, after that volunteer weekend, you have a music or you have a general orientation, right? Before, we don't attend that general orientation because of the reason. The reason behind is we have our own orientation after they pass the audition, right? Or you go to the general orientation. Or anyway, maybe we're doing different things. But before, at least in Ortigas, we don't join the general orientation before. Because I always tell them that we have our own orientation after they pass the auditions. We don't orient them before the auditions because they may have false hopes or something. But I realized it's also good to attend that general orientation wherein they will see the other ministries as well, aside from the music ministry. Now you have a disclaimer, or now you have, it will help you reason out that, you know, even if you don't pass here in the ministry, you saw the kids' church, you saw the, they will see the other ministries, and they will also be attracted to help. They will never have this mindset that this is the only ministry in the world. And if I don't pass here, that's it for me. But if you go to the general orientation, they will see it. Wow, the other ministries are also fun. So you can support that when the person doesn't pass the audition. You have a disclaimer now. You have something to or somewhere to channel them. All right. And what's happening in an audition? All right. After the music orientation, after the general orientation, you will have now your music audition. So music audition, it has only two parts, okay? But what I've experienced is before, I used to just take for granted the first part, which is the interview. And I think other churches still take that for granted when it is the most important for me, I think. Before the skills audition, the interview part is more important than the skills audition, or the skills audition. Why? Because this is your only chance. This is your only chance to pound and to tell the person how important he is in the Lord more than what he can do. This is your chance, right? Because I came from an entertainment or gig industry, band industry. So I was molded, and I was parang I grew up in a culture in the music industry that you need to perform for you to be accepted. Okay? The bar owners will get you if you're good. Recording companies will hire you if you are good. But this is your chance to pound to them, right? Whether they pass or not, you are accepted by God. Pastor Paul, so this is your chance to just tell them that whether you pass this audition or not, you are loved by God, you are whole in Christ. Because in my experience, there are so many body bags. There are so many people who are offended. There are so many people who never went back to church because of being careless in that interview. Because you have to remember, these people are not always old in the church. Some of them are just first timers. Some of them are just, you know, this is your chance to tell them a different thing that they haven't heard before. So for me, for example, when I went the first time in the church, I didn't audition right away. I just felt something that, like Pastor Steve was telling a while ago, I just felt something different that I've never experienced before. I can't tell what that was, but I know I'm experiencing something here that I've never experienced before. And first, I got attracted to the band, to the music team, not to the preacher right away, but to the music team. And then when I went back another Sunday, wow, I think I want to do what they're doing. And then again, another Sunday, I think I really want to do what they're doing. And then another Sunday, how can I apply to be able to do what they're doing? How can I be able to apply? And then they come to the audition, okay, they sign up, they come to the audition, and then they sat down and being interviewed by the interviewee. And then, how are you? I am okay. Why do you want to audition? I just wanna use my gifts for God. Okay, but before that, you know, you need to be discipled. You cannot sing at once, okay? So I won't audition you right away, okay? You need to. So if you don't how to say things, if you don't how to do things, this person might get turned off, and the record owners and the bar owners accept me right away. I'm a good musician. But this guy, I feel like I'm not in the church. Why is he like this? Why? There's an approach. That's why interview is very important. Okay? Artists are not a special creation. We are a unique creation, but we are not special. There's a certain approach in dealing with an artist. That's why that's crucial. Your 5-minute chance to interview that person and to pound to him, you know what? I'm interested in who you are more than what you can do. So whether that person will pass or not, he will come back to church, or not only in the church, but he will also attend his victory group. Always remember, when you do an interview, you think evangelistic. Everything that we do should be evangelistic, okay? The auditions, it's just an excuse to plug them in the victory group, right? We're not just looking volunteers who will help us on a weekly basis. We're not just looking for volunteers to fill up our schedules. We should think evangelistic. How can this person know God even more? And we celebrate if this guy is the first time that he attended the church and he auditioned. Wow, we celebrate that. We have now an excuse to plug him in a victory group. Okay? And that's the principle, I guess. You need to be evangelistic. You should always remember that this is a tool for this person to be plugged in a victory group. All right. To answer Jay's question, right? I'll just, you know, you have the notes naman eh. You have the notes. I can just tell you the answers and the points. I just want to tell more about my experience na lang from what I've experienced. Okay, and just to answer Jay, I just answered the why we do this. We need to pound their importance and to plug them in a victory group. And of course, to have a harvest of volunteers, okay? That's also, syempre, that's part of it, that's important. And then who do we put in that interview, right? Before, I used to have everybody there inside the room, okay? Oh, join me, all right? Because we have an empowering spirit in this church. You know, you want to include everybody and you want to raise them up to do it themselves someday. But I realized you need to keep it small. Because if you are the auditionee and you come into this room and, you know, there's so many people, you might get intimidated and nervous. And unlike if you see just three persons there or five persons, five people there, keep it small. And the people who should be there is you and your volunteers who are Victory Group leaders, who has a high standard also. You can spot who has a good taste here, a good somehow who thinks like you or even better than you. So spot those people. Keep it simple. Keep it 5, 4, 3, and of course yourself. So you need to be there. And that's it. You, your volunteers, and you keep it small. Why? Because there are some people who come with a sensitive situation. You have to be sensitive to every unique situation, right? I'll give you case studies later, and you will do an actual audition, and I'll give you yung true to life experience of mine, right? Na merong nag audition, may hair lip, ngongo. So how will you audition that? And he wants to audition. I was praying that he will audition as a musician, guitar or piano, but he auditioned as a singer. And he has a hair lip. Ngongo. So how will you deal with that? And if you have so many people inside. So it's difficult, diba? And then you need to have guideline questions. You need to know what you will ask. Right. Remember that interview is not counseling. Interview is not counseling. Before, what I used to do is I counsel at that time, at that moment, every time. So it's taking me so long every time. Every audition, it takes 3 hours, and I was only able to audition five people only for 3 hours because of the counseling. I've learned that an interview is not counseling. Interview is you want to get to know them and you want to pound them that they're important with God, right? That's it. That's why you need to have guideline questions. You cannot ask sensitive questions like about finances. Right? You cannot have questions very sensitive like their romantic relationships, right? Even if they open up, you know what, Kuya, I'm here today because I believe that God is telling me to be here because my boyfriend just broke up with me. Oh, okay. You need to know how to navigate those kinds of questions. You know, again, this is an interview, not a counseling. That's why you need Victory Group leaders who are there so that you can just channel them. It's okay if they need really someone to talk to, okay? You channel them to the Victory Group leader. You need a mix of men and women who are Victory Group leaders who are here, who are inside the room or outside the room, just waiting out there, just entertaining those who are waiting outside. You know, so you could channel them, channel the person to whoever. If she's a girl, then channel them to Asel, Charles, or whoever. It's important that you have a Victory Group leaders with you when you do that. Because again, this is evangelistic. You're not only concerned about skills. You are concerned about their growth in God, right? Guideline questions, anything that's too personal, okay? I'll just give you the principle. Just anything that's too personal, don't ask those things, okay? For example, I believe your husband is very happy right now that you're auditioning. We just got separated. Oh, what happened? So don't ask those kinds of questions. So if Pastor Paul, we just came up with this, I guess, for how many months lang, Mike? 3 months? Or is this your first time that you're hearing this, the guideline questions? I think this is good. That's why we're having this today. Great. Let's make one, right? Let's help each other. Let's make guideline questions, all right? Frequently asked questions for 5 questions? 5 questions, yeah. For me, it's usually 3. How long has he been in victory? Of course, what does he do? No, we ask them the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a form, but the questions are not there. The purpose of the question is to really personally get to know them and to make them relax and to... That's the purpose. Yeah, because in my experience, by just 2 questions, they're gonna tell you a lot already, and it will evolve from that. It will just... That's why you need to know the principles, the guidelines. No, nothing too personal. Because if you're hooked up with those 5 questions, you need to finish this. What if they will, you know, in the course of your question number 1, she already have said a lot, and you know, you need to, you know, get inside that thing that she's saying. But I guess 5 minutes, 5 to 10 is healthy. 5 minutes for me. 5 minutes is good. Yes, Archie. No, I don't do 5 questions, Pastor Paul. I just do 3. That's why you need to really know how to navigate it, because they love to talk. Especially when you're auditioning someone who has a bipolar or something. Yeah, you need to know these things. Because people that they're nervous, yeah. And a person who's 60 years old already and who knows a lot, who's been to churches. So you're dealing with this kind of people. So your 5 minutes will become 5 hours if you...
All right. I think this the route that we should go is really not to divert the main goal of what you're doing, which is where you're going to is the audition, right? The main goal here, one of the main goals that we have to do is to secure the person on whatever onset or the whatever result the audition is gonna be, because the security should not be on what they can do, but with what Christ did on the cross. Kaya nga, that's the reason why Pastor Joel said a while ago that one of the main goals of this somehow this module is that it's because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, right? So that's very important that we secure them in Christ. That's if there's any questions that would go to marriage or relationships or was anything that's counseling, like, we divert from that. As far as questions are concerned, maybe in a little form, what we can do, just jot it down. Put the name, the no-brainers. Just put it down there. Just ask it there on that little form. Like where their location is, their work location at, or where they are studying, and all those things. These are the only things that we need to know, and that's about it. And aside from that, we secure them in the Lord, so that to its effect, it's okay with them. It's gonna be a win-win situation, whatever the result is gonna be. That is our goal, not the counsel.
I do it, especially when it's volunteer weekend, when they're really lined up outside. So I do that. That's why it's very important that you need to know that interview is not counseling. Because if you know that, you will be able to navigate it, even if they're 5, they're 3, they're 4. You know, and if one person is starting to open up a sensitive matter, a personal matter, bro, is it okay if I just introduce you this guy and Victor Group Leader, and you can talk outside, you know, he's here to help you, so that I can continue with the 4.
Yeah.
So it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, and actually, Pastor Paul, just like what Jam is saying and to the class, right? Since that is our goal, well, when it comes to numbers, that is different. It really depends on the aesthetics of the church or even the audition itself. If we are coming from a what's that? The last one that we had, casting call. or we call that volunteer weekend, right? Then that's a big number. Then we could go to that that option wherein we could have a, like, you know, one plenary feed, just like that. But that could be a secondary option, because as much as possible, we should be relational to the person, right? Well, if you only have 10 people for the night, then probably we can do it individually or five. Because one thing, there are pros and cons. If you're gonna in a 300 auditioning population, if you're gonna do that one on one, then you're gonna end up not sleeping at all. But if you're only gonna have 10 people, because it's like this: no matter how personal you speak, it will not be personal if it's gonna be plenary. That's the reason why whenever you speak also in a plenary scenario, in an audition or in an orientation, you have to navigate and really choose your words in order to make it really personal. You have to make everything small. When I say everything small, you have to make the discussion small. Like pointers that maybe you call them by names, you call them by, you know, it makes the ambience and the surrounding and the feeling small. But this is on the onset that we have a big audition. But as much as possible, if we only have 5 to maybe 12 auditionees, then we can do it one by one.
Just a question. Do you have a reinforcement advice or counseling to those who cannot make it? Do you have a reinforcement advice or counseling to those people who failed the audition? And do you have standard things that you're doing?
Good question, Archie. After the audition, after the skills audition, and they don't pass, do we have a follow-up talk with that person? 80%, Pastor Paul. That's why that's the reason why this interview part is very, 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 very important. I think it's the same, because people love to audition. Yeah. 80% don't. That's why this is very important. That's the reason why the interview part is very, very crucial, because your decision in the end, if they don't pass, will depend on how you were able to pound during the interview, how important they are in Christ. That's right. That's why in American Idol, diba, Simon Cowell is being cursed after, because they didn't have the interview that is, you know,
will have that general orientation, so they were already in a way assured of they don't need to that they are already loved and accepted, blah blah blah. And then we do the audition first, the skills. From there we have the grades, right, and the final option if they passed or not, or the result. And then they will be ushered to a room, so there when they talk during the interview one-on-one. That's when they know. The one who is interviewing the person knows already the result, because they have the paper that person did not pass. So they were able to, during the interview, then they will be told that they can usher them that what are their other skills, your interests, the options that they have.
The problem with that is their mood is already ruined. So whatever you tell them, they won't listen to you. If they don't pass, for example, me, if I don't pass, okay, everything that you told me will just be put to waste. But if on the onset, it's clear to me that, wow, really? There is. If the person don't pass, you let all the other people with you go out of the room, and then it's just you and the person, so that you can also protect he will not get embarrassed. And you will just tell him again to reinforce what you've told him or her in the interview. You know what? For example, I will ask the question first. How are you, Charles? What can you say about what you did? How did you do it? How was it? How's your audition? Kuya, in this part, I got lost. you know what, Charles? I agree with you. I agree with you. You know what?
Coaching, coaching. That's the key. In order for them to be.
I just want to give an idea because is it not danger that when you just one to one in one room? Yeah. Because it happened to me once. He failed, and I think he made an accusation that I laughed. I laughed. I laughed at him. I didn't. But because he failed, he is making up stories. And no, it's only me and him.
And you're not aware, bro?
No, I didn't laugh. He's just making things up. Because he's just first timer in the church. And he's not a Christian really though. So I think you need to be with someone, witness. Or I think the suggestion is there will be a camera. Camera, video. Because it can be used against you and against the church.
I think we need to see the value in, and Pastor Joel did this with me when he was mentoring me when I was new in the ministry. He'd take me to Alabang. There was this time where I was telling this girl that you didn't make it, and then she got mad on the spot, and he was able to put out the fire. I don't know, Ray wasn't, I don't know if you were there now, but anyway, it's good practice to always have someone you're raising up, mentoring. Not, kanina, we brought this up, we're not raising these people up to do our jobs for us, but we're empowering them to help us do the job, to multiply and to scale up. So I think we should always have someone beside us, especially during interviews.
Actually, I just wanna add something to that. You know, that's why very crucial the heart. Why are you doing what you're doing? Because whenever you talk to that person, you must always remember that they are important. They are always important. That's why whenever you treat that person as very important, your words will always follow. For example, how are you? What do you think? Just like that's where we learn this kind of question. What do you think when you sing? How can you assess yourself? So they're the one who really assess what they did in that audition. So it's so easy for us to, you know, I agree. And you must always remember this. Take note of this. What is important here is not the singing. What is important right now is you, because Jesus Christ died for you. That's very critical. You know what? That's pastoring. That's why whenever I face these people, I don't look at them as for the ministry. I look at them as, man, they are treasure. They are gift from God. So that's why it follows my love for them, my care for. So take note of this. That's why when I teach about you about this subject, that this is not a corporation. This is the kingdom of God. So the point of what I'm saying, whenever you talk to these people, the love of God must be always there, because this is very crucial, especially with the question that you're going to give to these people. I mean, man, it can take note of this. Just by one question, you can ruin that person. So that's why I don't, what happened to you? Bro, it happens when Gilbert was in Alabang. I know deep in my heart, oh no. I know that his question is already, oh God. I can sense it already. Ouch. So something like that. So hopefully, that's why we need to pray after this, that God is going to impart to you the words, the wisdom, the care, the love of God.
To follow it up. It's always effective if the person will not notice that you're too enthusiastic with his skills or her skills. Okay? Yung atat in Tagalog, what made an impact in my life was when Pastor Joel was not too enthusiastic with what I can do. Hindi siya atat sa akin. Kanta ka na. Come on, sing. Come on, can I include you this Sunday already? But what made an impact in my life is he's not interested in what I can do. How come in the outside world they're interested, but here he's just interested with me? And you know what? As you go to that long cut, the long-term effect, you will get the long-term effect if you go to the long cut. But if you go to the shortcut, you're too good, bro. I'll sneak you into the training so that you can be released right away because you're too good. Usually, the shortcut will just be the short term because they already experienced that outside. People are, you know, just want to get them and just let them sing, and then after that, you know, throw them away or next. But here in the church, if you go to the long cut, you will have the long term effect because they will feel something they've never experienced before.